Can you talk a little bit about what was seen in the weekly study that Joanne Blum did?
Joanne Blum reported further data related to the weekly schedule of Abraxane in patients who were taxane refractory. And what she was able to show is that as compared to the previous weekly schedule that looked at 100 milligrams per meter squared, which was generally very well tolerated, particularly in terms of myelosuppression, neuropathy, getting treatment in on time, and the schedule, by the way, was 3 out of 4 weeks with 100 per meter squared. Although in this very taxane refractory population, there were relatively few responses. I think the response rate was about 15%. It was sufficiently interesting to think about increasing the dose of Abraxane to 125 milligrams per meter squared. And that's the data that was actually presented at this year's meeting. And in a sense, it told us a number of things which were interesting. I'm not sure it's a schedule that we would go forward with in the same patient population. So again, as background, these are patients who were determined to be resistant to taxanes, either because they develop progressive disease while receiving either paclitaxel, docetaxel, or both, or they had received an adjuvant therapy containing a taxane within a relatively short interval prior to the Abraxane. But the vast majority of patients actually progressed while receiving the taxane. So in the updated data with a higher dose of Abraxane, 125 milligrams per meter squared, it was found that, again, the response rates were present in some patients, and you could even stabilize disease in some. There was an unacceptably high neuropathy rate of about 17%. So I think, again, it reaffirms the idea that even in taxane refractory patients, you might get some responses with Abraxane. But I think it also tells us in that particular population of patients, this dose is probably not the right one to be using. And I certainly wouldn't go higher than 100 per meter squared 3 out of 4 weeks using that drug in such a population. I think what we do need going forward is more data on patients who aren't so heavily pretreated with the taxane to see how Abraxane might perform. And I think to that end, we'll see additional studies exploring that.
Right now, for practical purposes, what's the dose and schedule that you would utilize in the metastatic setting?
Abraxane can be used either at 260 per meter squared every 3 weeks or 100 per meter squared weekly 3 out of 4 weeks. And a lot of the issues that we are struggling with is whether or not one might have accomplished the same anti-tumor effect with a slightly lower Q3 weekly dose, and even further made it a more patient-friendly drug if one might have dropped the dose a little bit lower. Those are all questions for future work because we don't have any answers based on the trials done to date. But that's where all the data exists with those two doses.
How would you decide between which schedule to use?
Well, I can tell you that based on treating patients with both doses, that Abraxane weekly is definitely well tolerated and the neuropathy rate is quite low, at least with 100 milligrams per meter squared. So I think it's a very doable dose, and it always gets back to the issue of whether the patient's willing or able to come in on a weekly basis, and if so, and it's not a major inconvenience, and I should point out one other thing, and that is that the infusion time for the weekly or for Abraxane in general is quite short, and as a consequence, it makes it a little more convenient to the patient, the staff, the whole operation to use the drug. But all that said, I think it does come down to the issue of the individual patient. If they want to come in every 3 weeks as opposed to weekly, I think either are acceptable. But certainly the neuropathy rate is far less, myelosuppression less common with the weekly schedule.